Brother Hanson from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of the Revelation. I know you're probably getting tired of it. I hope you're not. But anyway, we're going to study some more. And we're getting to the end. And it's getting good. And I hope you, I hope you're enjoying it. So let's get right into the study in the 21st chapter. We did a little bit yesterday. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. I wonder what God is going to do with the sea. It's interesting. There'll have to be water. I mean, you would think. But no more sea. There is no longer any sea. Does that mean that the water goes inside the earth? Or what? I'd like to know. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. This is the New Jerusalem, the city of God, coming down to join, be built into the earth somehow. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is, I heard, the tabernacle of God is with man. Now, this is very interesting. The tabernacle of God is among men, and he shall dwell among them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be among them. Isn't that beautiful? God himself shall be among them. What a great day. This is even closer to God than in the beginning with the Garden of Eden and Adam and Eve. Now, this New Jerusalem, the abode of the saints, Hebrews 12 and 22, the bride of Christ, Revelations 21, 9, the place Christ is preparing, do you suppose he's preparing it even now? Or it's done? I don't know. He says, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you shall be also. During this millennial period, this New Jerusalem that's described is going to be either suspended over the earth or joined to the earth during eternity. Now, he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall no longer be any death. Now that'll be a great day, won't it? No more death. There'll be no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away. All death, pain, and everything that goes along with it, sickness, disease, all these things are going to pass away. And he who sits on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. He's going to remanufacture everything. Everything's going to be renewed. The curse is going to be lifted, taken off, satanic influence and satanic ownership is going to be taken off. Authority of Satan is going to be removed. Right for these words are faithful and true. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of water, of the water of life, without cost. He who overcomes shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he will be my son. Now, notice here, the overcomer shall inherit. The overcomer shall inherit all things. You want to be an overcomer today? Overcome what? The devil. Overcome unbelief. Overcome the false prophet that's trying to promote the Antichrist system. Overcome the Antichrist himself. You may be called on to do so. Did you know that? He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But for the cowardly, unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, and immoral persons, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. You know, this doesn't sound pretty. Fire and brimstone. Liars, unbelievers, abominable, sorcerers, all of the immorality of Satan will be burnt up. And one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and spoke with me, saying, come here. I shall show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her brilliance was like a very costly stone, as a stone of crystal clear jasper. It had great and high wall. You know, you talk about a wall. Even heaven has a wall. I wonder why. Keep people out or keep people in. A great and high wall with 12 gates. And at the gates, 12 angels. And the names were written on them, which are those of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. There were three gates on the east, and three gates on the north, and three gates on the south, and three gates on the west. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, stones, and on them were the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. You know, that's quite a accomplishment to get your names written on the 12 foundation stones. And the one who spoke with me had a gold measuring rod to measure the city and its gates and its walls. And the city is laid out as a square. It's a square, like a box. Perfect square. And the length is as great as the width. And he measured the city with a rod 1,500 miles. Its length and width and height are all equal. So this is 1,500 miles square. Perfect square. This city. And he measured its wall 72 yards according to human measurements, which are also angelic measurements. This is a 72-yard wall. Now that is a wall. If you don't like walls, I guess you don't want to go to heaven. Because there's going to be a wall there. Are you going to attack God for it? Tell him there shouldn't be a wall? A lot of people will. I know the Democrats will. They'll jump on him. Jump at the chance. And argue with God about that wall. 72-yard wall. Yeah, I know the Democrats are going to have a problem. If they make it. Which I doubt. I doubt. The wall is 72 yards. That is over 200 feet high, according to human measurements. It's 200 feet, over 200 feet high. And the material of the wall was jasper. And the city was pure gold. You know, God invented gold. He created it. Like clear glass. Transparent gold. The foundation stones of the city wall were adorned with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation stone was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth crystalphis, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each one of the gate was a single pearl. Wow. One of the gates a single pearl. And the streets of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. And I saw no temple in it. There it is again. You know, I often wonder, because sometimes it says there is some type of a temple, sometimes it says there's not. John just happened to not see one. I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple, and the city has no need of the sun or the moon to shine upon it, for the glory of God. The glory of God has illumined. And its lamp is the Lamb. And the nations shall walk by its light. And the kings of the earth shall bring their glory unto it. And in the daytime, for there shall be no night there, its gates shall never be closed. Okay, there's one thing. Maybe the Democrats will like. The gate's not going to be closed. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations unto it. and nothing unclean, no one who practices abomination and lying shall ever come into it, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. There it is. There is the sad truth, isn't it? Your name has to be written in the Book of Life. You want your name written there? Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, let our name be written into the Lamb's Book of Life right now. Oh God, I accept you as my Lord, my Savior, my God. Let your precious Spirit make me born again right now in the name of Jesus. Let me be ready and be the bride of Christ rather than the inheritance of the devil. Lord God, forgive me, cleanse me, and make me clean. Let me be ready for heaven in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com, and leave us a message. Let us know you're listening. Call us at 928-368-6766. Leave a message. Let us know if you'd like to air your testimony here on the radio station, if you have a testimony. And write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study. Show yourself approved. God.